is truly, truly good.
Yes, he is.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you.
Thank you,
Father. We thank you, Lord, for loving us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Enough to take care of us. We thank you, Lord. I stand here to share a message from you. And it would be no message unless you anoints it.
Yes.
I give myself at this time. I submit myself to you, O Lord. In Christ's name. Amen. Coming from the 94th Psalm. We're wrapping up a series I've been sharing for the last month.
Amen.
This is the fourth part, and the topic of the series is praying for vengeance. Praying for vengeance. And this is a prayer of someone who sees a lot going on in the world and wants to know, Lord, when is vengeance coming?
Yep.
When is vengeance coming? It starts off with the very first verse of this chapter. O Lord, our God, to whom vengeance belongs. O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Mm-hmm. Lord, how long will the wicked? Mm-hmm. How long will the wicked triumph?
Uh-huh.
At first week, the topic was, how long, O Lord? Mm-hmm. How long? Then the next section, we talked about warning the wicked of their danger. Letting them know that even though it seems like you have the upper hand right now, it's not going to always be that way. So you still have time to change. Last week, we talked about turning your test into a testimony. As the author of this psalm starts to realize that, Lord, I know that you are still there in spite of everything that is going on. Today simply is who has my back?
Mm. Yeah.
Who has my back? It's interesting that in this chapter, the writer is dealing with the appearance of the triumph of evil and the unjust treatment of the helpless. I received a text from one of my pastor friends last night. And he asked me a question. He said, are you going to deal with Charlottesville tomorrow? And I said, I'm going to do like I usually do, but I'm going to let the scripture speak.
Amen.
About what's going on. And I went on to tell him, I said, ironically, the scripture today deals with a lot of what's going on.
Yeah.
Isn't that God?
Yes.
Isn't that God?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So the question of how long will the wicked triumph? And how long will the poor be trampled? I looked to, in my studies this week, looked to Ecclesiastes, and Solomon, the wisest man, wrote this in Ecclesiastes 4:1. Then I returned and considered all the oppression that is done under the sun. And look, the tears of the oppressed, but they have no comforter. On the side of their oppressors there is power, but they have no comforter. My brothers and sisters, what is going on today has been going on for a very, very long time. The appearance that the wicked have the upper hand. But I stand here today to tell you that that is a temporary
Yes.
Condition.
Yes, it is.
In the 16th verse of Psalm 94, the writer says, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" What he's saying is, who's going to stand up for me on behalf of my case against the sinners? The writer was talking about a period in time that the leadership was not good. Amen? The leadership was bad. The leadership was looking out for themselves and trampling on the rights of the individuals. And he's asking, who will rise up for me against the evil doers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? We know iniquity is sin, is sinfulness, or any transgression against the law of God. And in verse 17, unless the Lord had been my help.
Yeah.
Now see, let me tell you what perspective this writer is writing this. Unless the Lord had, that's past tense. This is somebody who's been through something and has lived to write about it. He has had his rights trampled. He had had his liberty threatened. He has had a lot of things go on wrong. He has watched the wicked get richer and richer, and he has watched the poor get poorer and poorer. But he says, unless the Lord had been my help, who's got my back? Who's going to stand up for me against the evildoers? Who's going to stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? My brothers and sisters, I let you know that the Lord has your back.
Yes.
The Lord is standing up for you. And in verse 17, he says, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul would soon have settled in silence.
Yes.
If the Lord had not been my help, I would have died in the midst of my mess. If the Lord had not been my help, I would have died in the midst of my misery. If the Lord had not been my help, I would have laid down and given up the ghost, because it would have appeared as if I had no hope, as if I had no help, as if I had nobody to come before me, to stand up before me. Who's got my back? As young men, we would get in certain situations and we want to defend ourselves. And we wanted to know who has my back. You see, the bigger the enemy, the more we had to have behind us before we entertained doing what we wanted to do. You see, if the enemy had no power, the enemy was small, we didn't need nobody to have our back. But we're dealing with something that we can't handle ourselves today, my brothers and sisters. We're dealing with an enemy that we cannot fight with conventional weapons. We're dealing with an enemy that confounds our senses. We are dealing with an enemy that we need something much more powerful to have our back. I dare say the Lord's going to take care of it. Now, we grew up hearing that. Lord, you're going to take care of it. The Lord will take care of you. And you know, sometimes we would say, Lord, when are you coming? When are you going to take care of them? I see them doing evilness. Lord, when are you going to take care of it? I see the oppression in the land. Lord, when are you going to take care of it? I see those who are incarcerated unjust. Lord, when are you going to take care of it? I see the ones who are beat up in the street. Lord, when are you going to take care of it? I see our brothers and sisters struck down in the innocence of their life. Lord, when are you going to take care of it? But our job is to have faith in the Lord and realize that he will take care of it. That he will take care of it. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul would soon have settled in silence. And verse 18, if I say my foot slips, If I say my foot slips, when you slip, you lose your stability. When you slip, you lose your footing. When you slip, you lose the solid ground that is beneath you. When you slip, you are helpless. When you slip, you are helpless. My foot slips. If I say my foot slips. And this reminds me later on, earlier in Psalm 73, Asaph wrote these words, 73, 2 and 3. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled or slipped. My steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. What the author is saying in Psalm 73 was that I almost stumbled when I looked at them more than I looked to you. My feet almost stumbled when I looked at them, and I had my personal pity party, and I asked myself, why do they always seem to be on top? I was envious of those who boast about what they had, what they did, who they knew. I was envious when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. And because of that, my foot almost slipped. So therefore, we come to Psalm 94:18, where the writer says, if I say my foot slips, here's the solution. Your mercy, oh Lord, will hold me up. When I feel defeated and in despair, God, you held me up. When I lose my balance, God, you held me up. When my back was against the wall and I saw no way out, Lord, you held me up. When I heard the bad news, Sister Kimberly, and wanted to put the cover over my head, you held me up. When I wanted to retreat instead of go forward, Lord, you held me up. Lord, when my foot slips,
glory.
When I look at the news and tears stream down my face because I see what's happening, when the anger wells within me, your mercy, Lord, holds me up, Lord. When I see the iniquities going on in society, when I see old foes I protested again suddenly rise up again, Lord, your mercy is holding me up. Word says, be angry and sin not. The word tells us to love those who are against us.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
But the truth be told, every now and then our feet slip. We forget who we are. We forget whose we are. And sometimes we want to take matters into our own hands. But Lord, your mercy endureth forever. Your mercy will hold me up. When it looks like there's no use in going on, Lord, your mercy is there. You are gracious, Lord. You are gracious, Lord. Verse 19, in the multitude of my anxieties within me, when I get anxious about going on, what's going on, Lord? Your comfort delights my soul. When I can't go to sleep at night because I think about what my brothers and sisters are going through, Lord, your consolation soothes my anxious heart, Lord. When I think about my relatives still drinking tainted water in Flint, Michigan, Lord, you are the one who deals with me, Lord. When I see the young brothers struck in the street, Lord, with video evidence, Lord, you are the one who comforts me, Lord. Yes, it is time to get angry, but use that anger in a positive manner. Use the anger in a positive manner. Don't lower ourselves to the tactics of the enemy. I learned a long time ago, when you find yourself talking to a fool, you have two fools talking. Amen? Yeah. So don't even deal with the fool, but let God deal with them, and we deal with God.
Yes.
And look at verse 20. This hits home. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you?
Mm.
The throne of iniquity, the throne of wickedness, the rulers who are evil, the rulers who pass legislation that makes the rich richer and the poor poorer, the rulers who attempt to pass legislation to take health care for certain individuals or raise the prices, the rulers who pass legislation to try to build a wall to keep some out but others in, the rulers who pass legislation and remain silent when evil goes on in the world, won't even call it by name. Something's wrong here. Something's wrong when evil is on the throne. Something is wrong when evil is on the throne. Shall the throne of iniquity who devises evil by law. So the judges who twist the law to make the rich richer and the poor poorer. The judges who dispense law by letting the rich off and the poor get put, as we said, underneath the jail. Shall the throne of iniquity which devises evil by law have fellowship with, you shouldn't have fellowship with us. Verse 21, they gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. Their legislation works against the righteous and harms the innocent. Their health care reforms will hurt the poorest the most. I'm reminded of the words of Jeremiah 22, verse 3. Thus saith the Lord, execute judgment and righteousness and deliver the plundered out of the hands of the oppressor. Do not wrong. Do no wrong and do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, or the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place. This is dealing with how to act around people. How to act around people. Nowhere do I see building a wall to keep some in and to keep some out. To build in a wall to keep out those who built your country, who built your cities, who harvest your crops, who serve your people. Keep it out to keep some in. I even heard a quote yesterday from the so-called alternative right that we are just doing the will of President Trump. Yes, I will call him by name, something I've never done from the pulpit. I will call him by name. We are just doing the will of the president. We are doing the will of. Think about that. Who's ready to stand up and do the will of God? In spite of what's going on. Where there is hatred done in the name of Christianity. And then I look at Micah 6:8 where it says, he has shown you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. I move forward to 1 John 3:17. But whosoever has this world's goods and sees his brothers in need and sheds his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?
Yes.
Where is the love? Dark days are ahead, my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Dark days are here, my brothers and sisters. I was also last week reading something about the pastor of Hillary Clinton. He had been sending her emails every day throughout the campaign. And on the day after the election, he wrote her an email. And he told her, my sister, you are in the position that the disciples were in on that Friday when they crucified our Lord and Savior. But rest assured, in 3 days, there will come a new sunrise. In 3 days, there will come a brighter day. My brothers and sisters, we might be living in a period of darkness right now, but just wait a little while. There is nothing new under the sun. As Solomon said, that in a while, God will reset everything and everything's going to be okay. No, it will not feel all right as we go through. But as we go through, let us pray. As we go through, let us worship. As we go through, let us be constantly reminded that the Lord will take care of it. And that's what the writer says in the 22nd verse. But now, we've talked about that conjunction, but that means things are about to change. But the Lord has been my defense and my God, the rock of my refuge. My God, the rock. The rock provides stability. The rock provides security. The only times I've slipped is when I've been on slippery rocks. I've been on rocks that are not stable. I've been around sinking sand. I've been around places where the ground was insecure. The ground was moving. But I know that if I get on a rock, I can stand on the rock. I can be with the rock. I'll be okay on the rock. I know that it will provide me with stability, but the rock will also buy me refuge.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever been chased by something.
Come on now.
And you see a large rock in front of you. If I can just get behind that rock, I might be okay. If I can just reach that rock, I might be okay. I might have a place of refuge. And that's the essence of what the writer is saying. But the Lord has been my defense and my God, the rock of my refuge. Refuge, the place that is easily defended. Back in that day, as it is today, you want to be on higher ground. You want to be someplace where you can see the enemy coming. You want to be you want to have a fort surrounding you. That's your refuge. But you know, you might be secure in that, but that can fall down too. The only security we have is to find refuge in the Lord. To find refuge in our God. To find refuge in God. Psalm 18:1-2. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom will I trust? In whom will I trust? My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. That's the writer talking about what that refuge is like, what it's like to find refuge in the Lord. You have your strength once you find refuge in the Lord. You have your deliverance once we find refuge in the Lord. We have our trust restored once we find refuge in the Lord. And the 23rd verse says of Psalm 94, he has brought on them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off. But what he's saying in a nice way is the Lord's going to take care of it. The Lord's going to take care of it. The Lord will repay them for their sins and destroy them. Just as he told the wicked earlier in this chapter, in verse 9, he who planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eyes, shall he not see? He who instructs the nation, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. The Lord knows what's
does.
Going on.
Yes,
the Lord knows what's going on. Isaiah talked about a world turned upside down in Isaiah 5:20. It says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto those again. Woe unto those whose sense of reality is so warped, whose sense of reality is so out of touch, whose sense of reality is on the wrong side of mankind and will be on the wrong side of history. Woe be on the workers of iniquity who seem to give people who want to be separate a voice. Woe be unto the leaders who remain silent when killing is going on in our streets. Woe be unto the leaders who cannot accept the will of the people but are keep on pushing forth for another health care system. Woe be unto the people whose ears have been closed and eyes shut. It is our job to let them know how we feel. It is our job to let them know that the Lord's going to take care of us.
Yes.
It is our job to let them know that we will not remain silent. It is our job to let them know that you might pull the wool over some people's eyes some of the time, but you can't do it all of the time. It is our job to let them know that we see through the games. But it is our job to let them know that we serve an almighty God. That we serve a God who will reset things. That we serve a God who is on the job. That we serve a God who is watching out for his people. That we serve a God that will not allow his people to be silent in the midst of all of this.
Yes.
We serve a God who has brought his people too far to go back now.
Yes.
We serve a God who will be with us in the dark days ahead.
Yes.
We serve a God that will not remain silent forever, but we serve a God that will take care of us.
Yes.
A prayer for vengeance. From Psalm 94. When I started this a month ago, I had no clue how it would fit into current events.
Yeah.
Only the Lord.
Yeah.
Only the Lord.
Yeah.
Only the Lord knew. And it was with great amazement as I started reading this, rereading this section throughout the week, and I was seeing what's going on. I said, Lord, you are so good.
Yes, he is.
Lord, you are so good. You give us what we need when we need it. Again, as Solomon says, there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new. And what he's also saying by there's nothing new is that God will deliver us. God will take care of us. And that's the whole essence of this message. Don't look at what's going on with the intent of hatred, because your feet will slip. But look at how we can be positive. How can we help our brothers and sisters? How can we help mankind? How can we help in spite of what's going on? God bless you.
Amen.
Who's got my back?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord.
Yes.
Has my back.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.